Now, in 1863, an Englishman named Frank Calvert began to investigate a small mound called Hisarlik, or in Turkish, the place of the castle. Now, this mound is another one of these huyuks, like I talked about last time, like Çatalhöyük, a mound created from many, many layers of habitation built one upon another. Now, the location of Hisarlik matched the location of Troy described in the ancient texts. It was located between the two rivers, not far from the sea. And when Calvert dug into the mound, he discovered many layers of ancient habitation. So he declared that Hisarlik was the site of Troy. Now, he did not have the financial means to continue his investigations. So that fell to another individual a few years later to dig at Troy, a wealthy German businessman named Heinrich Schliemann. Now, Schliemann is a very controversial figure. He was a German businessman who made money in the gold fields in Alaska and California, and he had an obsession with the Trojan War. He taught himself to read ancient Greek, and he believed implicitly that Troy truly existed and that the poem, the Iliad, would be a guide to finding the historical city of Troy. So because he was so wealthy, he was able to dig at Hisarlik for the next 20 years, although he was convinced that Hisarlik was Troy. Again, today we're not so certain. Now, at best, Schliemann was an amateur archaeologist, though some people today would call him a treasure hunter. Now, of course, in his day, archaeology was a brand new field. It was in its infancy, and nobody was really trained to excavate properly. What Schliemann did was begin at the top of the mound of Hisarlik and dig a massive trench, 130 feet wide and 50 feet deep, that just cut from the top down to the bottom of the mound. Unfortunately, he tore through a temple, various palaces, and other levels of habitation before he reached the bottom of the mound. There he found stone walls, and he interpreted them as the remains of the Troy described by Homer. Although he didn't know it at the time, his trench demonstrated that Hisarlik had been continuously inhabited for 4,000 years. His assistant, and ultimately the man to succeed him, named Wilhelm Derpfeld, later identified 9 levels of habitation at Hisarlik, the earliest dating to about 3000 BC, the latest to about 800 AD. Now, just like I described at Çatalhöyük, at Hisarlik, each house and level sat above the other, creating the mound of Hisarlik. Now, it's a little bit important for me to describe how archaeologists identify these levels, because this way you won't be confused later on when I talk about differing levels at Hisarlik. Because both Schliemann and Derpfeld believed Hisarlik was Troy, each level at Hisarlik is called Troy Level 1, Troy Level 2, Troy Level 3. So it would be Troy followed by a Roman numeral. Now, excavations in the 20th century were able to subdivide these 9 phases even further. These are designated with small alphabetic letters, for example, Troy 2A, Troy 7C. Now, this sounds very confusing, but I think you'll be able to follow when I'm talking a bit later on, because it becomes very critical to understand which layer seems to go with certain historical events.